Good evening and welcome back to our continued learning of Hilchos Shabbos. Every Thursday night is a schus for Klal Yisrael and specifically those in Eretz Yisrael. We should be zeicha this week to mitzvah Shem see refuas, yeshuas, and achamos, and be zeicha to be makabel pnei Mashiach b'mehira. We began discussing last week the halachas of the third Suda on Shabbos, Suda Shlishis, and mitzvah Shem will finish the halachas this week, moving on next week to the halachas of Havdalah. As we've mentioned previously, there is a chiyuv, there's an obligation both on men and on women to eat all three Sudas on Shabbos, and that halacha, that obligation, is learned out from the man, since it says in the pasuk, when referring to the man, it says the word hayoyim three times. We learn that both men and women are obligated to eat three Sudas on Shabbos, one Suda Friday night, and two Sudas on Shabbos day. We discussed last week exactly when the Suda Shlishis is, when the third Suda should be eaten, and what the time is, but we haven't yet discussed what exactly a person should be eating. Now, when it comes to the first two Sudas on Shabbos, that's the Friday night Suda, and the Shabbos morning Suda, there is a chiyuv, there's an obligation for a person to be kaveh Suda on pas, to be able to ensure that one is eating the Suda by washing on bread, and not simply eating mezoinas or eating anything else. Rather, a person needs to wash on the chamishna and make sure that they're kaveh Suda properly. However, when it comes to the third Suda, we find a leniency. That although, the lechatchila, according to all paiskim, the best thing to do is to wash and to eat bread similar to the first two Sudas, because it's also learned out of the same pasuk of hayoyim, hayoyim, hayoyim. Nevertheless, the paiskim speak out that there is room to be lenient by the third Suda of Shabbos, by Suda Shlishis, not to eat bread if a person finds it difficult or if a person doesn't have bread. And therefore, we're going to discuss the hierarchy. What is the best thing to eat for Shal Shudas? And then go all the way down on levels to the most bidyevid. What is one thing that a person can still eat and be yaitza, even if a person finds it difficult to eat the things in the levels above? And therefore, as we said, the most lechatchil, the best thing to do, the number one item to eat by Shal Shudas in order to be yaitza, is to eat bread, for a person to wash and to eat bread. A person does not need to eat a large amount of bread. The Mishnah Berurah says all a person needs to do is eat a little bit more than a kabetza. Kabetza is about 2 ounces, which is not a large amount of bread. And if a person finds it difficult, he can even eat as small as a kazayas, which is half the size of a kabetza, one fluid ounce, not a large amount of bread. But a person would need to eat lechatchila in order to be yaitza shal shudas in the highest level, at least a kabetza, a little bit more than a kabetza of pas, and that is the most lechatchila. If a person finds it difficult to eat a kabetza of bread, the Shulchan Aruch speaks out that a person can then eat mezoinas. He can then eat things which are mezoinas. He can eat cakes and cookies and the like, even though it's not hamaitzi, but since it's called pasa babakistan, it's some aspect of bread, one can be yotze shal shudas as well with mezoinas. Underneath mezoinas, if a person cannot eat bread, the Shulchan Aruch says a person should then eat dogim or basar, should eat something which is considered to be a main course by the meal, fish or meat. That would be the darga, the level underneath mezoinas would be fish or meat. Underneath that would be fruit. Preferably, the Prima Gundam speaks out fruit that's from the Shivas Aminim. Underneath that would be cooked fruit, even not from the Shivas Aminim. And underneath that would be raw fruit. Those are the levels. Best is bread. Underneath bread is mezoinus. Underneath mezoinus is fish or meat. Underneath that is fruit from the Shivas Aminim, fruit which is cooked. And underneath that is regular raw fruit, not from the Shivas Aminim. There are those poiskim that speak out that as well. One can be Yaitse Shal Shudas by drinking a revius of either wine or grape juice if a person finds it difficult, but those are the levels of what the best thing is from the best to the worst. If a person finds it difficult to even eat that, which is a small amount, and it should be able to be done by most people on most Shabbos, if a person finds that he's sick, he's not feeling well, and he's incapable of eating that, he does not need to force himself. Shabbos was given for einig, not for tsar, and therefore if a person sees that by eating even a small amount of fruit, or even a small amount of mezoinus or fish, he's going to be nauseous, it's something that is difficult for the person to eat, they do not need to force themselves to eat Shal Shudas. However, one should be careful by the second Suda to eat not as much in order to ensure that he still has room, he or she still has room by the third Suda, because as we said, it's important that a person is yaitza all three Sudas of Shabbos properly. Another difference that we find between the third Suda and the first two Sudas is the obligation to have Lecha Mishnah. Although lechatchila, the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam both speak out that one should have Lecha Mishnah, double loaves, two loaves of bread, both by the first two Sudas and by the third Suda, we do find that there is a makam, there is more of a place to be lenient by the third Suda, which means if one knows that one is not going to have Lecha Mishnah for all three Sudas, one should make sure that the first two Sudas, they have Lecha Mishnah, and by the third Suda, there is a place to be lenient if one only has one loaf of bread. And the reason given in the Paiskim is very simple. Every day in the Midbar, the amount of man that fell was one Eimer. One Eimer was enough to be able to make food for two Sudas, for two meals. The meal in the morning and the meal at night. I made two loaves of bread, bread made out of man, one for the morning Suda and one for the evening Suda. On Erev Shabbos, double the amount of man fell, and therefore they had enough to make four loaves of bread. Two loaves of bread that would normally fall on Friday, and another portion that fell in order to be able to eat on Shabbos. And therefore, if you make the calculation, they had four loaves of bread that fell on Erev Shabbos. One of them was eaten Friday morning. Erev Shabbos was eaten for the morning Suda. One loaf of bread made out of man was eaten. Friday night, the second one was eaten. Shabbos day, the third one was eaten. And therefore, it comes out that when they began to eat Shalosh Sudas in the Midbar, they only had one loaf of man left. And therefore, there are some Paiskim that say that since we learn out the whole obligation of the Shalosh Sudas, of all three meals from the man, and if you make the calculation, you'll see that when they ate Shalosh Sudas, they only had one loaf of man left. Therefore, there is room to be lenient to only use one loaf of bread when it comes to Shalosh Sudas. However, the Rama speaks out the Lichat Chila, if a person has, they definitely should use two loaves of bread by the Shalosh Sudas, the same way that they use it by the third Suda. But as we mentioned, if a person does not have enough for all three Sudas, the best Suda to only use one loaf is to use it by the third Suda. In addition, the Rama speaks out that a person should also make Lecha Mishnah on two whole loaves. And if a person only has one loaf, on a whole loaf. That's both because of a general Hilchas Brachas, that the best way to make a bracha is in something that's a shalim, and because of this din of Shabbos, that it's preferable to make it on a shalim. Another halacha that we find regarding the food that a person eats by Shalosh Sudas, although we mentioned this earlier as something that the Mishabura speaks out that a person should do by all three Sudas, however, the Paiskim speak out that specifically by Shalosh Sudas more than the other two Sudas, based on Kabbalah, a person should be careful to eat fish. As we mentioned previously, maybe in a few shiurim ago, we mentioned that the Shabur speaks out by every meal a person should have fish, but specifically the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Kaf HaChaim speak out that one should be careful by Shalosh Sudas because of reasons based on Kabbalah to eat fish. Another interesting halacha that we find in the Mishnah Berurah is that although the Rambam paskins that a person needs to make Kiddush by all three Sudas, not just the way we do it by Friday night and a Shabbos day, but according to the Rambam and many Mekubalim go like this as well, a person should be making Kiddush by the third Suda as well. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out that we do not paskin like that, and we do not make Kiddush by the third Suda. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that one should drink some wine or grape juice by the third Suda in order to fulfill this obligation of the Rambam to have Kaveya Suda, for a person to make sure that their Suda is a Suda which is Chashav, a Suda which is respectable Suda, and that's a Suda which is had on fish, a Suda which has wine or grape juice. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out a person should drink at least a small amount of wine or grape juice by Shalosh Sudas as well. The third differentiation that we find between the third Suda and the first two Sudas is regarding benching. In one of the first two Sudas, if a person forgot Ritzei and already began the next bracha, which means he began B'nei Barachim Avishalayim Amein, Baruch Atah Hashem, he began the bracha after B'nei Barachim Avishalayim Amein, he or she is no longer capable of continuing benching, and they would need to go back to the beginning of benching if they forgot Ritzei. However, when it comes to the third Suda, even if a person has already begun the next bracha and a person has forgotten Ritzei, one does not need to go ahead and repeat benching. And the reason is very simple. Since, as we mentioned in the first year tonight, one does not need to wash for Shalosh Sudas, although that's the preferable and most the best thing to do for the third Suda, one does not need to, and one can be Yetzah, one can fulfill their obligation of Shalosh Sudas with eating Mezainis, or eating fish or meat or something of that sort. Therefore, it's similar, the Mishnah Berurah says, to the halacha of Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh, there is no obligation. Although it's a good thing to do, there is no obligation to be kaveya suda. There is no obligation to eat a meal. And therefore, if a person forgets yala v'yavi in benching, not in davening, but in benching, on Rosh Chodesh, one does not need a repeat benching, because since they had no obligation to wash, the chiyuv, the obligation of Rosh Chodesh, to not require them to wash, they do not need to repeat benching if they forgot Yala V'Yavi. And the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that the same thing applies to the third Suda. Since one did not need to wash and bench by Shalosh Sudas, one could have technically fulfilled their obligation with just eating mezainis or just eating fish or meat or wine, something of that sort. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, Shabbos did not require one to wash and bench. And therefore, if a person benched but forgot Ritzei, or even if they forgot if they remembered Ritzei, which by a normal meal, a person would have to repeat benching if they couldn't remember had they said Ritzei or not, because we assume that the way they benched was the way they bench every other day of the week and they have forgotten Ritzei. However, when it comes to the third Suda, if a person's unsure, and even if they're sure that they missed Ritzei, one does not need to repeat benching. And Mitzvah Shem will continue next week with the halachas of Havdalah, and then move on to the halachas of Melavah Malka. Have a great Shabbos.